From Spark and Anvil and Mindforge, this is Darn, in Chapter 1 of the Mindforge cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5. Darn was a small, careful hedgehog who always had a needle threaded and ready, tucked behind one ear. He was not in the business of grand repairs. He left the big tears to others. Darn's whole craft was the small hole, the kind that shows up in a well-loved blanket, the kind everybody notices and nobody mentions, the kind that seems too tiny to bother with, right up until the morning it's suddenly too big to fix. That's the secret of holes, Darn liked to say, squinting as he threaded. They don't stay small if you leave them. A little tear catches on everything. A claw here, a corner there, and every catch makes it a touch bigger. Mend it the same day, and it's a stitch or two. Leave it a month, and it's half the blanket. He always said this without any scolding in it. So I mend small, and I mend soon. That's the whole trick. In the Academy's reading nook, two friends shared a worn old quilt, or had until that morning. Now, a young rabbit named Fen sat at one end of it, and the other end sat empty. And there was a small new tear, right down the middle, where a sharp word had snagged it. Darn ambled over and looked at the tear with a craftsman's eye. "Hmm," he said, kindly. "Small one, fresh too. These are the best kind, easiest to mend if you do it before it catches."
Fen pulled the quilt tighter and looked away. "It's fine," he said. "It's not a big deal. It'll be fine." Darn sat down beside him, in no hurry at all. "Maybe," he said. "Some tears do close on their own, but this one's right in the middle, where the blanket gets used most. Every time you both reach for it, the tear's going to catch, and every catch makes it a hair bigger." He pulled the needle from behind his ear and turned it gently in the light. "I'm not saying it's a disaster. I'm saying a small tear is a small job now and a big job later. That's all. The size of the repair grows while you wait." Fen's ears drooped. "But if I go fix it, I have to say I was part of the tearing. I said the sharp thing first."
"Ah," said Darn softly. This was the part everybody got stuck on. "You think mending the hole means admitting you ruined the whole blanket. It doesn't. Mending a small tear isn't proof you're a bad weaver. It's just what careful weavers do. The best ones mend the most, not because they tear more, but because they don't let small things grow." He smiled, saying, "I snagged this, let's fix it. Isn't a confession that you're awful. It's just good blanket keeping."
Darn showed Fen the stitch. It was a humble little thing. Nothing fancy, no knots that needed hiding. "You go in close to the edge of the tear," he murmured, demonstrating on a scrap. "And you catch both sides, yours and theirs. And you pull them gently back toward each other. Not yanked, just invited back to touching." His needle dipped and rose. "The trick isn't a perfect stitch. The trick is going in soon, while the edges still remember how they used to line up." "What do I actually say, though," Fen asked, "when I go find them?" "Small and honest," said Darn. "Same as the stitch, not a speech. You don't have to explain the whole history of the blanket. You just catch both edges. I snagged this. I said the sharp thing, and I'm sorry. Can we fix it? That's a stitch. The other edge will mostly come toward you, because most edges want to line back up. They were comfortable that way." Fen turned the words over. "I snagged this. I'm sorry. Can we fix it?" They were so much smaller than the towering apology he'd been dreading. They were, in fact, about the size of the tear itself.
Fen found his friend by the window, a young dormouse named Pip, sitting with her own end of the silence, the tear between them catching at them both. Fen's heart hammered, but he thought of the stitch. In close, catch both edges, soon. He took a breath. "I snagged it," he said, "this morning. I said the sharp thing first, and I'm sorry.
Can we fix it? And just as Darn had promised, the other edge came toward him. Pip's shoulders, which had been hunched against the tier, eased. I said a sharp thing back, she admitted. I made it worse. I'm sorry, too. She scooted over, and the empty end of the quilt was suddenly not empty, and the small tier in the middle pulled gently closed as the two of them leaned back into the places they always sat. It wasn't invisible. There was a tiny line down the middle now where the mend had gone in. You could find it if you looked. But the blanket held. It held better, in a way, for having a place where it had been tended. And the morning's sharp words, which had felt enormous an hour ago, were now just a small mended line in a long, well-loved quilt.
That evening, Sage found Darn winding his thread back behind his ear, the reading nook quiet and the quilt whole again. Fen didn't want to mend it, Darn reported. Thought saying sorry meant admitting he'd wrecked the whole blanket. I told him it just meant he was a careful weaver. He went in small and soon, and the other edge came right back. Sage nodded slowly. And how is Fen now that it's mended? Darn considered the question with care, the way he considered everything. Lighter, he said. He was carrying that tear around like it was secretly enormous. The second it was a small, honest stitch instead of a giant, scary confession, he could breathe again. Darn touched the needle behind his ear. That's the thing about a fresh repair. It doesn't just fix the blanket. It takes this weight off the one who was dreading it. And Darn felt it himself. The small, particular contentment of a tear caught early and a friendship leaning back into its old, comfortable shape. It was, he thought, the warmest feeling his craft ever gave him. Not the stitch itself, but the ease that washed over a worried face the moment the mending was done.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to Darn. Released under Creative Commons BY-NC-SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.